If you've ever seen somebody butchering meat, you know it's one of the most physically demanding jobs in the food world. On A Taste of the Past, Gergely Bajic, assistant professor of history and urban studies at Barnard College, tells the story of an old butcher who also found time to be a researcher.
There is actually a butcher in this city, a certain Thomas F. DeVoe, himself a butcher working at one of the city's markets from, I believe, the 1830s, if I recall well. He's at Jefferson Market, working for decades as a market butcher, and he has a passion for the history of New York City food markets. So he actually publishes in 1862 the so-called market book. We have to understand that the butchering is it's a heavy-duty physical labor. These guys slaughter cattle and animals. They cut the meat up. I mean, they work up very, very early. By the sunrise, they are at the market with the cut-up meat. So this is heavy-duty physical labor. But then this guy somehow has the energy to do all this incredible research and write a book on the history of New York City food markets. And then a few years later, in his market assistant, kind of a guide to New York City food markets for the shoppers of New York City.
On You Look Hungry, rock star butcher Adam Tiberio of Tiberio's Custom Meats explains why butchering is his sport.
I used to play basketball, and a lot of the reason I kind of glommed onto meat cutting after I saw one of the bosses I had handle a quarter of beef on the rail was I was drawn to the athleticism of it. His dexterity with a knife, it reminded me of handling a basketball, to be honest. You know, in a sense, it is kind of like, it is my sport, and meat cutters definitely, they tend to be very, very, very competitive. We do a lot of racing, you know, who can finish pig first, who can finish a hip round of beef first. So it is, in a sense, my sport, I guess.
Pat LaFrieda, perhaps the most well-known butcher in this country, explains how his time spent in the service prepared him for the physical demands of butchering.
In 1990, I joined the Army Reserve when I was in college. It was right before the first Gulf War, and I had to make that decision whether to stay in the military and risk going off to war or my family business. So, of course, I chose the family business. But I had given the Army 8 years to use and abuse me, which was a great education.
And somebody as myself that works in operations, do you apply a lot of those operational skills?
Every day.
Search heritageradionetwork.org for butchering and find many more interesting shows and themes around butchering. This piece was brought to you by S. Wallace Edwards & Sons. Sam Edwards produces the country's best dry-cured and aged hams, bacon, and sausage using 100% pasture-raised, certified humane Berkshire cuts. For more information, visit www.surreyfarms.com. This piece was produced by Patrick Martins and edited by Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.